I think that one of the most important is a really falls into a public safety, life safety category is our hospital services as it relates to EMS and then the fire service. That is something that as this county grows, I don't think a lot of people realize the challenges our firefighters face as a everyone in the county is a volunteer unit. We've got the two city full-time stations, but the county as a whole, that is a, I think that should be a priority because that affects all of us, and that literally comes down to a life or death situation at times. And so I think that we have to prioritize that. I was happy to see getting a fourth med unit in the county. That's a really positive move. But that coincides with that is the fire protection service. And, you know, volunteer departments have challenges with recruiting and retention. And it is a challenge. I've served as both a full-time firefighter as well as a volunteer firefighter. And so I have a unique perspective on those unique challenges that those individuals face. And so I think that the county really has to look at that. And again, I'll go back to, we've got to have a long-term plan of how we get there. We can't just hit the easy button and it be fixed overnight. It costs money. But we have to do something. We have to start taking those steps of moving towards a more comprehensive. I mean, we're going to have to start paying firefighters. We're going to have to start moving towards probably initially a hybrid as we transition into a regular paid fire department. And I don't know what the timeline is on that. You know, I mean, I'd like to sit down with the chiefs in the county and say, okay, well, let's look at run numbers and let's look at all the data that supports this. What are the ISO standards? And make sure we're very diligent, but we have to address that. Because if we don't start looking at that now, we're going to end up in a really bad situation where the county has experienced growth and we're operating off of a fire protection service that is years behind where we're at as a county.